All these were affected by the European fur trade. Therefore, the fur trade was the first invisible assault to Avan custom, the first nation culture. The fur trade itself did not do much damage to our native culture from 1660 to till about 1824, around the northern part of the island inland sea, the bay, because the French people had then been defeated by the British overseas. Because, therefore, the missionaries were confined to their settlement, like all Far Albany and Piscataquis. I am not in favor of the word Cree, the Cree or Crees. Cree is a native, is not a native word. The Cree mean Christian. The Quebec French settlers created that name back in 1640. Apparently, some of Muskego from the Bay Area ventured out towards the Abitibi River and met some native who had went to Ottawa River to trade with the French people at near or Quebec French settlers. These Algonquin natives had already been converted to Christianity, and they called their new faith that sounded something like a Kilistinon. At this time, like a Christinon. At the time, whatever happens later on in years, our native people from the Bay where area ended up being called Crex or Chris or Christinon. The French people took this to distinguish the between Algonquin tribes from the native from the and native from the Bay. It means the Algonquins who were dealing with French people in Quebec and Montreal from the natives from the Bay Area. To distinguish between them. That's the white man for you. Now let's get back to the real business. The second assault to Avan custom was by the church, the Christianity. The Christianity was the second major changes that happened to our ancestors on the Bay Area. That was the most devastating to our original culture, to our culture. Their own spirituality was at least half of their own pant custom. Their spiritual belief and practices was 50% of their culture. Their spiritual practices was most effective in the wilderness, not in community living. Their spiritualism had given them a willpower to survive on harsh environment on which they lived, our people. Therefore, when they accept the Christianity, they lost at least half of their willpower to survive on land, the wilderness. Their nomadic life changed to minimum. Their self-sufficiency to support themselves were reduced to more than half. Their own lifestyle as that of the nomadic life, which they had traditionally followed for thousands of years, was almost ended. From about 1824 to 1834, the natives of the Bay Area, after being Christianized from 1800s to about 1900, the Bay Area natives began to follow the new tradition in their culture, that is to trade with the fur trading companies, to kill animals to trade at the European settlements, to continue their migrating life at least, for a time being, but by this time they also began to be more dependent on the white man, white people. They traveled for hundreds of miles to go to church for Christmas season. This they had to do because they were asked to attend the church service during the Christmas season, especially midnight mass. That became part of their tradition. Page 3, Van custom changes. A new tradition continued. This new cultural tradition from 1800 to 1900 went on about till 1950 to 1955 in Winnisk area. The Bay Area natives, which by now then called Winnisk Band, had another exploitation from the white man. This was prior to 1950. The treaty in 1930, that was the total loss, almost total loss for the natives. There was yet to come Then in 1955, the radar base was built near Winnes Village.